This is the American Cheers, Jeers and Tears podcast. I am Pierre Kandorfer in California City, California, at Never Give Up Your Dream.us. Fighting for life, truth, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and the American dream. This is the episode number 10. Your worldview determines everything. Check it out. Whatever we do or not do, whatever we think, value or hate, how we behave and whatever we believe in or not in our life mainly depends on one thing, our worldview. An oversimplified analogy might be, whenever we change our eyeglasses, our view of things around us changes because our eyeglasses determine what we are able to see or not to see. Everybody has a worldview, rich or poor, smart or stupid, believer or non-believer. All things in our life depend on our worldview. Derived from the German word Weltanschauung, it refers to a belief system holding all significant concepts of our life, such as God, cosmos, knowledge, behavior, values, humanity, and history. It is like a grand perspective of our world and our life. In more scientific terms, worldview is a mental structure forming our ultimate beliefs. It provides a general context for life, including a vision of what we consider authentic or real. Having a peace of mind requires a well-balanced life based on a realistic assumption of all basic and critical aspects of human being. Philosophers identify the worldview as the big question of our life. According to philosophers, our worldview should answer the following most important question of our lifetime. Number one, the ultimate reality. What kind of God, if any, in fact exists? Number two, external reality. Is there anything beyond the cosmos? Number three, knowledge. What can be known and how can anyone know it? Number four, origin. Where did I come from? Number five, our identity. Who am I? Number six, our morals. How should I live? Number seven, values. What should I consider of greatest worth? Number eight, predicament. What is humanity's fundamental problem? Number nine, the resolution. How can humanity's problems be solved? Number 10, past and present. What is the meaning and direction of history? And number 11, the destiny. Will I survive the death of my body, and if so, in what state? The answers to such questions can provide the focus and purpose of your life, as well as logical coherence and reference to reality. Depending on your background, there are four major worldviews: Islamic worldview, atheistic worldview, Marxist worldview, and the Christian worldview. Everything in the Islamic worldview is based on Allah, the Muslims' God, Muhammad, Muslims' prophet, and Quran, so-called word of Allah. Number two, Islam means total submission to Allah. There are no exceptions. Number three, Islam is not just a religion. It's a comprehensive totalitarian way of life dictating all aspects of personal, public, political, and social life. From the standpoint of the Western civilization, democracy, and human rights, Islam is hardly compatible with Western values morals and principles. This clash of civilization is grounded in Sharia law, the highly controversial Muslim law that, according to Quran, supersedes all other laws, social customs, and government regulation all over the world. There is no other law but Sharia. Islamic scholars strictly declare, Muslims are told that they must adhere to only one law, Sharia. In short, for atheists and evolutionists, there is no God, no afterlife, nothing supernatural. Everything is naturally explainable. By embracing the materialism popularized by the Enlightenment period, they shut the door of spiritualism, knowledge, science, and technology. For atheists, the verdict is final. No more search for truth, no more research, no more possibility that there is more than matter, flesh, and accumulation of chemical substances as building block of our life and the entire universe. No design work for the most complex process imaginable is necessary. Clinging to the Big Bang and evolution theory, claiming basically that everything came out of nothing, puts atheists in a total contradiction to countless scientific findings and natural laws of physics, in addition to the Bible, of course. According to Karl Marx, God does not, cannot, and must not exist. In a Marxist worldview, God is considered an impediment to an enemy or to a materialistic, socialistic way of life. Following the communist theory, the humanity is God. We created God in our own image. We created religion to worship ourselves, Marx states. As proclaimed in the Communist Manifesto, 1848, Marxism totally reflects atheism. As a Marxist, you must be an atheist, propagator of a God-free world. Socialists and communists also claim that their materialistic worldview is scientific. Generally speaking, the Marxist worldview is virtually identical with the atheist worldview, with the exception of its communist agenda. The biblical worldview, however, is rooted in the infallible Word of God. If you believe in the Word of Bible, this is the foundation of everything you believe, think, say, and do. Just from the biblical perspective, it is hard not to believe what the Bible says. Here are just few proven historical and scientific facts. Number one, the Bible has been written by about 40 authors during the more than a 1,000-year period, and it's by far still the most consistent and structured piece of literature ever printed. The most advanced computer system can't emulate this. Number two, the Bible contains about 800 predictions. Many of them have been proven and happened exactly as predicted. Among hundreds of other things, Jesus' birth, life, and death was predicted in detail hundreds of years before his birth. Number three, over 25,000 archaeological discoveries confirmed the accuracy of the Bible. Number four, many highly important aspects of the Jewish Exodus events in Egypt have been confirmed by Egyptian hieroglyphs, hardly a pro-Christian information source. Your worldview determines everything. Find out how do you see the world and yourself. Your worldview is the most important part of your identity. You can find extensive information about this topic in my book, Find Peace of Mind or Lose Your Mind, and some other books, available as a paperback for just $18.95 or ebook for only $2.95 on Amazon. You can find the link at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Thank you for your attention. Take care until the next time. I am Pierre Kandorfer at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Have a nice day. Since you are listening to my podcast, you are probably also interested in some of my books with topics close to my heart. They all reflect my attitude: fighting for life, truth, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and the American dream. Here are some of the book titles: Good, Kind, and Happy, Open Secret to Our Life, Find Peace of Mind or Lose Your Mind, You Don't Know Who You Really Are, Discover Your True Self, No More Doubt, Science Confirms the Bible, Idiots from Hell, Defying Lunatics Among Us, Endgame, When Truth Doesn't Matter Anymore, Whom Can We Still Trust, Find Out Before It's Too Late, Liberals Hijacking America, Fight Back Manual, Last Bad Strategy for Survival of the Western Civilization. All books are available on Amazon at just $8.95 for a paperback and only $2.95 as an ebook. You can find complete information and the link at my website, nevergiveupyourdream.us. nevergiveupyourdream.us.